This is a Fox News alert, a projection in Arizona. I'm Lisa Lacera. Nearly a week after the midterms, the Arizona governor's race has been decided.
The Fox News Decision Desk projects Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs will be the next governor of Arizona, beating former local news host and Republican Carrie Lake. Hobbs' campaign issued a statement thanking her supporters and adding, "For the Arizonans who did not vote for me, I will work just as hard for you because even in this moment of division, I believe there is so much more that connects us." The race could go to a recount under Arizona law. Jill Nato, Fox News.
House January 6th committee co-chairs Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney out with a statement after former President Trump didn't show up for a deposition before the committee today, despite being subpoenaed, saying in part Donald Trump orchestrated a scheme to overturn a presidential election and block the transfer of power. He is obligated to provide answers to the American people. As former Vice President Mike Pence defended his decision to certify the election.
I'll always believe that I did my duty on that tragic day under the Constitution and the laws of this country.
Pence speaking to Fox's Hannity, he says he and Trump parted ways after he said Trump returned to the rhetoric about him and others. President Biden in another day of meetings as part of the G20 summit in Bali. Yesterday, he met with China's leader Xi Jinping, telling reporters,
"We're going to compete vigorously, but I'm not looking for conflict. I'm looking to manage this competition responsibly."
President saying he told Xi he was concerned about China's aggressive actions toward Taiwan, though he doesn't think that it has any immediate plans to invade. Jay Leno says he's doing okay, but has suffered a serious burn after a gasoline fire. The cause and time of the fire wasn't immediately clear. Leno's known for his car collection. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another high-stakes trial kicks off for Elon Musk.
Tesla founder Elon Musk has to defend his $56 billion pay package in a new trial. The shareholder suit argues Musk should be required to work full-time at Tesla and that its shareholders are concerned he's distracted by Twitter, something Musk himself touched on in comments to a business forum in Indonesia ahead of the G20 summit there. Musk, who runs a newly acquired social media platform, Tesla and SpaceX, telling the group via video link, "I have too much work on my plate." The lawsuit asks the court in Delaware to rescind the pay package, alleging it was rigged with easy performance targets. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Police in southwestern Idaho have arrested a woman in connection with the disappearance of a five-year-old boy more than a year ago. Fruitland Police Chief J.D. Huff says investigators believe Sarah Wondra may have had knowledge of the child's death. She is charged with failing or delaying notification of a death, which is a felony. A representative for Grammy Award-winning singer and pianist Roberta Flack has announced that Flack has ALS, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Flack's manager, Suzanne Koga, said in a statement, "The progressive disease has made it impossible to sing and not easy to speak, but it will take a lot more than ALS to silence this icon." The 85-year-old Grammy-winning singer and pianist's announcement comes ahead of the premiere of Roberta, a feature-length documentary debuting Thursday at the Doc NYC Film Festival. Her reps say Flack still plans to be active in her musical and creative pursuits. She is best known for her hits Killing Me Softly with his song and The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, the Marvel sequel Black Panther Wakanda Forever opened at number one, earning $180 million. Last week, week's number one, Black Adam, drops to second with 8.1 million. The romantic comedy Ticket to Paradise in third. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.